welcome to our annual 4th of July musical celebration. We're going to ask you to stand and pay tribute to the flag which stands for our freedom. If you would please stand. The words to the song are on the screen. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Norman will lead us in that pledge, and those words are on the screen also.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now please remain standing and sing the first stanza of the Star Spangled Banner. You will find those words on the screen also.
Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this Independence Day celebration that we are joining together to celebrate on this day, singing songs in various ways and celebrating the freedom that God has given us and also the country gave us in this life here. So let us celebrate that together. Thank you for joining with the Hispanic ministry also. So we look forward to you in our Holy Communion also. We'll have joint communion together. The quick announcements are on the back of the second page in the bulletin. Those are the announcements. I don't want to go through all of that. Just read through it. The food bank ministry and our third Thursday luncheon. Please note that on July 17th at 1 p.m. And today we have the celebration. And July 12th, next Saturday, we have a community clinic from the Forsyth Community Clinic. They'll be here from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our parking lot with their mobile team and also their clinical team in the fellowship hall. So they will be dealing with some of the seminars on stress and anxiety management for elders particularly and middle-aged and elders. So please join that if you have time, even if it is a couple of hours, please come by and join them. Going to be a very good session with some doctors and experts giving us some training and lectures. And also they will do some screening for health, like glucose and thing. They do some other screenings, blood pressure monitoring, things like that. So please join from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our parking lot and our fellowship hall. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church. By your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us in this community to do for his kingdom. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody else have any other announcements? Nobody else have any?
We're going to have the same day, we're going to have a free food.
What's that?
On July 12th. We're going to have a free food for people.
Oh, the same Saturday?
The same Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have food.
Yes.
So they are going to provide free food on Saturday for that clinic. So please, that's a good thing. So please come and join that health clinic on 12th. With all the free food from the Hispanic ministry. We thank you for that. All right. All right. Those are the announcements that I have. If nobody has any other announcements, let us do the greeting time now if you are able.
Person. And Liliana, you could even stand for your husband who served in another country.
Oh, what? Yeah. Sure.
Someone, would you please tell us who you are representing? I know, Alan, you stood to represent your brother, right?
Yeah, brother.
What's his name?
Larry.
Yeah. Linda, you stood, didn't you?
Yeah. Who? My brother, Darren.
Anyone else?
My man, Billy McGregor.
I remember him. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for honoring our dear ones who served in the... Jim.
Oh, Jim, okay.
My brother and three of my nephews in the Army.
Wow.
I had three in the Navy. I had three in the Air Force. And two in the Navy.
Ooh, wow.
Well, and in addition to Lou, I had three brothers, one in Germany, one in Japan, and one in Alaska. And the one in Alaska who was from South Georgia swore if he ever got back to South Georgia, he'd never leave again. And he didn't.
Okay, thank you all for joining the celebration of the July 4th Independence Day here. We'll continue with our worship service with our prayer time now. That will bring our prayers of concerns and prayers of blessings. We can thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also we bring our prayers of concerns, not only for ours, but also for other people, that God has given us a privilege to be interceders for others. We can intercede for other people's needs. That's a privilege that God has given to God's children. Not only you pray for your needs, but also you can pray for others. God will answer our prayers when we unite in faith and lift up our needs to the throne of grace of God. Some of our regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletins, those boxes. Please continue to pray for these people and these items. Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Kara Clemens, Wayne Clemens, Jerry Raines, Sean and Amy Conway, Ed and Butter Lowe, and also pray for those who are still in nursing homes and hospitals, asking prayers from us. And the other items listed there are peace in the Middle East. Let us pray that God will bring peace to this world. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, trash workers and delivery people, construction workers, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis behind the scenes. So let us be thankful for their services, and also let us pray for them and for their family at this time. Let's pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, like governors and many, many others who make decisions that affect our lives, that they will be guided by the wisdom of God when they make decisions. So pray for world leaders that they will also fear God and make decisions that will bring peace and unity in this world. So let us remember those world leaders in our prayers. Let's pray for our church, that God has given us in this community to serve these people here, that let us, so that God will give us the faithfulness to lead and to do the work He has given us to do. And also the Hispanic ministry, the great work they are doing, reaching out to the people in need. So let us work together. Let us pray also for the churches, all churches in coming and around this area, the pastors, the missionaries, many, many others who work, and also the world church. People around the world working in difficult circumstances, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in many parts of the world. So let us remember them also in our prayers. Those are the regular prayer requests that I have. Please use this list as a regular prayer list on your prayer desk every day, and remember these people and these items in your prayers. Anybody have any special requests any other than these to call out? Some of our families are traveling during this holiday weekend. Let us pray for their travel mercies and for their safety. And also all the country is celebrating this weekend. So let us pray that God will keep it safe. People will be safe. And also let us remember the people who are affected by the flood in Texas. A lot of people are affected by that. So keep those families and the efforts, relief work that they're doing there. Let us remember them in our prayers also. If there are no other special calls to prayer from here, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Mm-hmm. Eternal and loving God, we come to your presence with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. Loving God, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us in our lives. We thank you for the gift of life, family, friends, and other Christians to join church together that we can worship together here. We thank you again for this nation and the opportunities and freedom that we have in this country. Throughout history, you have provided faithful leaders and sent your Holy Spirit to renew all that who follow you. We thank you again for the freedom that we enjoy because of those who fought for defending this country, for our freedom and our liberty, by their dedicated service and paid the ultimate price, giving their lives. We thank you for them and for their families. We pray that you will continue to serve, give them the grace to serve in the military, those who are serving now. We remember those servants, remembering with gratitude their courage and strength for those who serve this country in this hour of need. We pray for the leaders of the government, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, and many, many others who make decisions, that they will fear God and bring unity and peace to this country. We thank you again for this time that you have given us, Lord, to worship together. We bring all of our dear ones that we have named here in your hands for healing. Pray for Jean McBride, Grace Ains, Harry Basil, Carol, Wayne, Jerry, Sean and Amy Conway, Ed and Berta, and all of those who are looking for healing in their bodies. We pray for your guidance and healing for them. Thank you for your grace. We pray for all of those who are making decisions around the world, especially world leaders. And we pray for peace in the Middle East, and we pray for wisdom for the world leaders to make decisions that will bring peace and unity in this world. We thank you for all of those who are working towards peace in the Middle East also. We pray for your grace upon them. We thank you for the ministry of this church that you have given us here, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in using the opportunities that you have given us to use in this community to serve others, to spread your love and your care and compassion to those people who are in need. We thank you again for the Hispanic ministry. Thank you for their work in this community. Help us, Lord, to work together, to reach out to all of those who are in various kinds of need so that we can worship together here and also serve others. Thank you again for this time that you have given us to worship here together. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our singing, in our meditation of the word, and in the Holy Communion that we partake with our Lord. Bring honor to your name and glory to your people. In everything that we do here, Lord, we bring honor to you and your name. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs of our lives. Bless us with your presence, Lord. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Let us pray. Every perfect and good gift come from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for this blessed time that you have given us to, not only to worship with our voices, but also with our gifts that you have given us all. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, O God. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious God, we pray for those who were able to give here today and also who could not give today. Bless all of them with your love, O God. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace and joy to many in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 and also verses 13 through 25. Listen to the word of God. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. So after my a brief sermon in English, Pastor Nelson will also have a brief sermon in Spanish. Oh, there's a special. Oh, okay, we'll do the special now?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do the special now. Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we come before you and meditate on your word, speak to us and speak through us, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to others by hearing your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we celebrate Independence Day and also celebrate the freedom that we have, let us not forget the many who have fought for this freedom and who are still fighting in the front lines for us. As we live out our daily lives every day, there's a whole bunch of people putting their lives at risk every day, protecting us and protecting our freedom. And in this country, we have freedom more than any other country in the world, because I have lived in several different countries and I know the difference. Many of you probably know the difference also. So what is freedom and what is liberty? When we say Pledge of Allegiance, we said liberty and justice for all. So that's what we pledge with the allegiance when we did that. It's liberty. Liberty and freedom, a lot of people make it the same, almost it's the same, but there's a thin line that differentiates liberty and freedom. God created man and in this world as a free human being. Just like the birds of the fly, birds of the air, they are free to fly anywhere, right? I was thinking about the birds when I looked at the sky. They don't have any borders, do they? Can you tell them that this is the border of Mexico and America and you cannot fly from over here to there? You cannot tell them anything. They are free. Free birds, that's what we call them. So there is no restrictions that you can put on a bird's flight path. A lot of geese come from Canada to the south. They don't fill out any immigration papers or anything when they cross the border on Canada. And when they go back, they also go back, right? And there are migratory birds that come from all over the world. I heard there are birds coming from all the way in South America to the North American continents. And it happens all over the world. It doesn't matter what kind of government or system is in a particular place, they just fly over it. They don't have to fill out any papers, they don't have to wait for anybody's permission to do that. That is freedom. That is what man was made for, to enjoy that kind of freedom. God has made us in his image to be the ruler of this world. But then what happened? So we were free, we are free people, made in the image of God. And Jesus said, when the Son of Man makes you free, you will be free indeed. And also he said, when truth shall make you free, you will be free indeed. In other words, somewhere along the line, we lost our freedom. Somewhere along the line, we lost our freedom. That's when the word liberty came in. Liberty and freedom are very unique words in English language. In many other languages, it's only freedom or it's only liberty. And English has very defined two words. And the liberty is the one that is bestowed upon you by a system. So when you are under American system, there is a liberty that the American system gives you by constitution, by laws, and by the guidelines of the society where we live. If you take this liberty and try to practice in China, you probably would not come back. It happens many places. And many places who don't have this liberty that we have here, when they come here, they don't know how to practice it. So both of them are in trouble. So that is the difference. I hope you understand what the liberty and freedom means. God gave us the freedom to be free human beings from all bondages of systems and governments and everything. That doesn't mean that you can go freely as you want. But God gave us the freedom to enjoy the freedom in life. And when I read the scripture passage here today from Paul, he's talking about two laws. And one law is the fruit of the verse 19, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. Where did they come from? Did they come from God?
No.
God did not make us with all that kind of stuff. So it came through something called sin that took hold of us. And that's where we became bondage on these kind of things. Under these things, we are not free anymore. But when you are in God, or when you walk with God, or when you are in Jesus Christ, it becomes the fruit of the Spirit, or the fruit of the children of God, which is Spirit, is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, it doesn't say fruits in plural, it is actually singular. The fruit of the Spirit is all of these things combined together. That is what we see in Jesus Christ. As people who follow Christ are to be followed by the fruit of the Spirit, which is freedom in God. If you don't follow Jesus Christ and experience that freedom, you are under the bondage of those things that we have listed before. So when we separated ourselves, Adam and Eve, you know the story of Adam and Eve, separated themselves from the presence of God, they became bondage to those things that we listed before, the evil things, and they became slaves under sin. And that carried all along through our systems as we progressed as societies through centuries and thousands of years. Now we are still under bondage. Even though we think that we are free in this country, we have the liberty that the government has bestowed upon us, and as compared to many other places, we still have more freedom in this country. But are we really free? We are still not free from oppression. We are not still free from injustice. Because of those evil things that are binding us together, we don't know how to love each other just like God loves us. We are not free to love others, because the selfishness and self-centeredness in us is bonding us and binding us, so we cannot love our neighbor ourselves. When the real freedom comes, we will love our neighbor, our friend, our other ones as we love ourselves. That is real freedom. That is real freedom. When do we get that? Only people who believe in Christ, who follow Christ, can express that kind of freedom of love with each other. So if we find ourselves in situations, it is not because God placed it there, of injustice and oppression. It is because of our systems, that evil that crept into our lives, that we became self-centered and became so selfish that we do not want others to experience any freedom. That is what's happening. So the rich people probably take advantage of the poor people.
Amen.
The strong and the powerful, they will take advantage of the weak. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, blessed are those who grieve. Blessed are those who are weak. Blessed are those who are persecuted. So the blessed people in the kingdom of God is different from what we see as blessed in this world. Because those are the ones that God is caring for. Not the oppressor, but the people who are oppressed. Not the strong ones, but the weak ones. God is on the side of the weak and the oppressed and the people who are going under injustice. So that is what freedom is all about. Liberty is given to you by a system. Freedom is given to you by God. By birth, we are all given freedom in this world to live. Not to be selfish. Not to be controlled by those evil things that Paul talked about. But to be controlled by the fruit of the Spirit. To love. To show kindness. To be caring and compassionate. To lift each other up. That is when the real freedom comes. When a society like that exists, if it ever exists in this world, that is going to be the kingdom of God. So as people of God, let us open our hearts to the Spirit of God so that we can show the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, caring and compassionate to one another, lifting each other up. That is where the true freedom comes. Even with all the things that are binding us, we can still enjoy that freedom in Christ if we follow Christ. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we continue to hear from Pastor Nelson.
Amen. Amen.
Qué bendición, hermano, de poder escuchar de lo que es la libertad. La libertad de un pueblo, la libertad de una nación, pero también la libertad que tenemos en Cristo. Allá en 2 de Corintios, si se trae su Biblia, 2 de Corintios, capítulo 3, versículo 17, dice, porque el Señor es Espíritu, y donde está el Espíritu del Señor, ahí hay libertad. ¿Verdad? Yo simplemente quiero tomar unos minutos y quiero hablar un poco de mi vida. Antes que yo viniese a Cristo, ¿verdad? Era una persona no muy agradable y no muy familiar. Todos venían a la iglesia en casa. Todos iban a la iglesia, menos yo. ¿Verdad? Yo era la oveja negra de la casa. ¿Verdad? Me gustaba mucho el fútbol. Me la pasaba todos los fines de semana en el fútbol, tomando con los amigos, de vago. Incluso muchas veces me fui de mi casa haciendo cosas que no agradaban ni a Dios ni a mi familia, defraudando y poniendo en vergüenza a mi familia. ¿Verdad? Y a veces uno, en nuestra ignorancia, en nuestro pecado, en nuestra falta de conocimiento de Dios, nos damos cuenta que probablemente estamos haciendo lo correcto. Pero un día yo vine a Cristo, vine a la iglesia, vine a los pies del Señor, y el Señor me hizo entender ese pasaje que acabamos de leer. Dice, porque el Señor es Espíritu, y donde está el Espíritu del Señor, ahí hay libertad. Y un día Cristo me libertó a mí de esas cadenas de esclavitud que tenía, ¿verdad? De esas cadenas del pecado, de esas cadenas de los amigos, de esas cadenas de los vicios, de esas cadenas de, ¿verdad?, de desobediencia, de enojo, de ira. Esas cadenas que me tenían atado, que me ataban a lo malo, me ataban a la maldad, me ataban a las amistades, me ataban al fútbol, me ataban a lo que mi carne o mi deseo me pedía. Pero un día vine a Cristo y Cristo me libertó de esas cadenas. Cristo me hizo libre. De la misma manera en que en 1776 esta nación fue libre. Libre de la esclavitud de Inglaterra, libre de los ingleses. Un día ellos alcanzaron, hermanos, la libertad para poder vivir una vida, hermanos, libres y ser un pueblo, una nación, donde ahora ellos podían tomar sus propias decisiones, donde ahora ellos podían levantar su bandera, como lo que miramos, traer esa bandera y ponerla aquí enfrente y ahora proclamarse una nación. De la misma manera, un día yo fui libre. Y fui libre por medio de Cristo. Pero antes que viniera esa libertad, sangre fue derramada para que hubiera libertad. Yo creo que muchos soldados murieron. Murieron para que hubiera libertad en Estados Unidos. Murieron para que tú y yo ahora gocemos de esa libertad que ahora tenemos. Mucha sangre se derramó. Hubieron guerras. Hubieron batallas. Hubieron luchas. Y aún a pesar de esas luchas también hubieron victorias. Y esas victorias los llevaron ahora a ser una nación, que ahora conocemos, como lo que dijo el pastor, donde ahora podemos gozar de esa libertad que hay en este hermoso país, esa libertad que tenemos donde podemos ir a cualquier lugar, a cualquier hora de la noche, donde no hay, donde no hay secuestro, donde no hay personas que nos estén persiguiendo, donde no hayan personas que nos estén robando, donde podemos disfrutar de esa libertad. Hermanos, la primera cosa que quiero hablar en esta mañana, esa libertad, hermanos, que Dios nos da por medio de Cristo, mi hermano, nos tiene que llevar a ser, hermanos, a ser una nación agradecida. Usted tiene que ser agradecido por la libertad que tiene. Tiene una libertad en Cristo, pero también tiene una libertad en esta nación. Tenemos que ser agradecidos con Dios, agradecidos con las autoridades, agradecidos con los presidentes que están, con los políticos, con los que rigen esta ciudad, con los que rigen esta nación. Tenemos que ser agradecidos, de la misma manera ser agradecidos con Dios. Recibimos muchas cosas de Dios. Usted recibe muchas cosas de Dios. Hermano, que muchas de las veces no merecemos. Usted no merece cosas, pero Dios se las da. Aún, hermano, en nuestra ignorancia, aún en nuestra manera de vivir, Dios nos da cosas que usted y yo no merecemos, pero Él nos las da. Y tenemos que ser agradecidos por lo que Él nos da. Un agradecimiento, mi hermano, de siempre dar gracias a Dios por todo. Por todo, por lo que tenemos, por lo que no tenemos, por lo que nos da y por lo que no nos da. Tenemos que ser agradecidos con Dios, agradecidos con esta nación. La segunda cosa, hermano, que quiero tomar rapidito, hermano. La primera cosa, tenemos que ser agradecidos, agradecidos unos con otros. La segunda cosa, hermanos, que Dios nos llama es, hermanos, cuando tenemos libertad, Dios nos llama a la unidad y a la paz. A la unidad y a la paz. Donde hay un pueblo dividido, no puede haber paz. Donde hay un hogar dividido, no puede haber paz. Donde hay una nación dividida, no puede haber paz. Dios nos llama a la unidad. Jesucristo, mi hermano, si algo tenía, era alguien unido. Traía a sus discípulos en unión. Dijo, mi hermano, es que el primer mandamiento era amar a Dios. Y el segundo mandamiento era amar a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. Eso habla de la unidad. Tener unidad unos con otros. Podernos amar unos a otros. Podernos respetar unos a otros. Poder tener esa comunión unos con otros. La iglesia primitiva, si algo que tenían era unidad. Compartían el pan todos juntos. Perseveraban en la oración todos juntos. Todos traían parte de lo que tenían, dice, a la iglesia. Y lo repartían a los necesitados. Hablando de la unidad. Queremos tener paz, tiene que haber unidad. Esta hermosa nación, hermanos, si todos estuviéramos unidos, hubiera paz y hubiera tranquilidad. Sí, como dijo el pastor, no existen fronteras para Dios. Dijo, no existen fronteras. No existe el borde de un país y el borde de otro país. Dios nos ve a todos por iguales, sin mirar el color, la nación, la lengua, ni la personalidad que tú eres. Dios nos ve a todos por igual. Ese Dios de amor es un Dios de unidad y es un Dios de paz. La libertad trae unidad y trae paz. La tercera cosa, ya voy a terminar rapidito, yo tengo que ir rápido. La segunda cosa, dijimos que Dios trae a la unidad y a la paz. Y la tercera cosa, hermanos, que tenemos que mirar, hermanos, Dios nos llama a la reflexión de la responsabilidad. Es nuestra responsabilidad de cuidar la libertad que tenemos. Es una responsabilidad. Usted es responsable de cuidar esta nación. Usted es responsable de cuidar la ciudad donde vive. Usted es responsable de cuidar el pueblo donde usted vive. Usted es responsable de cuidar la libertad que usted tiene en Cristo. Cada uno de nosotros somos responsables de cuidar lo que tenemos. Tenemos que reflexionar que tenemos libertad en esta nación, pero también tenemos libertad en Cristo. Usted tiene libertad en Jesús y es su responsabilidad de ser fiel a Dios. Es su responsabilidad de tomar tiempo de orar por otros. Es su responsabilidad de tomar tiempo, de pasar tiempo con Dios. Es su responsabilidad. Es su responsabilidad. Tiene que aprender a reflexionar que no solo se trata de usted. No solo se trata de usted. Se trata de otros. Se trata de nuestra familia. Se trata de nuestros vecinos. Se trata de aquellos que tienen necesidad. Se trata de aquellos que también tienen hambre. Se trata de aquellos que también están llorando. Se trata de aquellos que también están pidiendo que alguien haga algo por ellos. De eso se trata la libertad. Jesucristo dejó todo para venir a rescatarte a mí. Y para venir a rescatarme a mí, para que tuviéramos libertad. Ahora es nuestra responsabilidad de cuidar la libertad que tenemos y de compartirla con otros. Qué bendición, pastor.
Thank you, pastor. before we go to the Lord's table, the Holy Communion, let us affirm our faith. We'll affirm our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed. Let's recite this together on the screen.
Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As the ushers guide you, please come forward and take up the Holy Communion. Our table is the Lord's table. It's an open table. All are invited to join this great gift from God that we can partake together. So please come as the ushers guide you. There's a laminated sheet that you can follow. Please take that. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, You are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, You are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to our Lord, our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. With Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name, and joining their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are You, and blessed is Your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of His suffering, death and resurrection, You gave birth to Your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which He gave Himself for us, He took the bread, He broke the bread, and gave it to His disciples and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And when the supper was over, He took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to His disciples and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. And so, in remembrance of these Your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood. By Your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through Your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in Your holy church, all honor and glory is Yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Please come forward as the ushers pray. Let us pray, giving thanks to this holy mystery that we can partake together in the love of Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of this Lord's table that you institute us to practice every time we meet together. Thank you for the love and the sacrifice that you showed us on Calvary. You give thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Nelson is pray in English.
Vamos a orar, hermano. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta tarde, pues en nuestro Dios. Gracias porque nos permite disfrutar de su mesa, mi Dios, y recordar que un día tomaremos la Santa Cena junto con usted. Gracias por sus bendiciones, por todo lo que se nos da, mi Dios. Nos ponemos en sus manos, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén.
Before we sing the final song, I'd like to say thank you to the young people who gave us the special today. I'd never heard the song, but the words, "In God We Still Trust," was an excellent summation of today's theme. It was an excellent choice of songs.
Amen.
Our final song today is the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
It's 717 in the Blue Book. If you're able, please stand and...
Now, when you get to the last verse, take note of the words. In the lily of the valley, Christ was born across the sea. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. And then once we have sung that last verse, we're going to slow that down and listen to the words. Once you've sung that last verse, I'm going to modulate into a different key. Sing the chorus one more time. It's a dynamic chorus.
So we'll do 1, 4, and 5 stanzas. 717. If you're able, please stand.
I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
glory of the morning on the way. He is wisdom to the mighty, he is honor to the brave. So the word shall be his footstool and the souls of Israel's day. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
God, as the scripture, the word of God exhorted us today, that freedom in Christ is the real freedom to live in this world. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. The constructive ones are the ones of the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the evil. So let us practice the love of God, to respect each other, love each other, so that we can care each other and live a free life in this world. May the grace of this Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.